Because I got you. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2-3-1-2. Hello, it's Phil.
Yeah, man.
What up? What up? What up? What up? I'm an old-fashioned guy in a way. I grew up. My favorite bands. That's Frank Sinatra. Put Frankie on pause here, man. When I was in high school, when I was really getting into rock and roll, well, I got into music when I was like, my brother went away to the Navy and left a bunch of 45s. That's when I got into really listening to music. I was probably 6 or 7 years old, you know, and he had a stack of 45s, like a lot of older brothers and sisters had, 45s being 45 RPM, small records. You guys, a lot of you don't even know what the fuck that it is I'm talking about, but they were on little turntables, you know, called record players, and I got turned onto the Del Vikings and goddamn it, remember who the cats that did Come Go With Me? That was the Del Vikings. Obviously, Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Holly, the Eldorados, and shit like that. You know, and the cats that did Hushabye and all those songs. So, but I got my real rock and roll thing going with the Rolling Stones when I was like, the Beatles came over to the States, and the first album I bought was the Rolling Stones, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, right? And actually, the first album I bought was Mamas and Papas. Then, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, the Rolling Stones, which had Satisfaction on it. Then I bought Sgt. Pepper. Then I bought, then I started really buying albums in earnest. And my favorite bands in high school were Santana, The Doors. It's another album I bought early on. Santana, The Doors, Cream, and Hendrix. Those would be my four big bands. And then from there, Spirit. And, you know, for laughs, funs, and giggles, Country Joe and the Fish. Spirit was a great band. I loved them. Very short-lived band. And a long, long, long fucking lawsuit having to do with a guitar lick from the song Taurus by Spirit that they say Jimmy Page lifted and used in Stairway to Heaven. If you listen to it, it sounds identical. However, it also kind of trails into something different. I don't know. You know, I don't think they won the lawsuit. But, you know, so then I got into R&B big time, Marvin Gaye, and the Shy Lights shit, like just the top 40 shit that we were playing. Because I was, by that time, I got into radio, you know. Then I was heavy into jazz from my late high school years on. I started listening to jazz. In those days, Creed Taylor, CTI Records was huge. So you listen to Hank Crawford, you listen to Deodato, you listen to Stanley Turrentine, you listen to Freddie Hubbard, Johnny Hammond and Hank Crawford. Johnny Hammond was a keyboard player. Jimmy Smith, I went and saw Jimmy Smith. The cats that I saw live was Jimmy Smith out at the, on Lancashire up there. I can't remember the names of these fucking clubs. Saw Jimmy Smith up there. I saw Joe Pass up there. I saw Kenny Burrell out at the Lighthouse a bunch of times. Went out to the Lighthouse and saw a lot of guitar players, you know, George Benson before he was a singer when he's just like playing guitar. And the Jazz Crusaders. It was great, man. Saw Charles Lloyd at the Beckman Auditorium on Caltech, campus of Caltech. I really got into jazz and then off into the radio career you went, and I listened to everything, man. Joe Farrell Quartet, you know. I still remember that. Follow Your Heart. I loved music at one time. And I would say I still love music. It's all on the phone. Here's... I Got You Under My Skin. What the fuck is this, man? This is somebody else. Michael Bublé doing it. Okay, man. So today is the 11th. And... on the 11th, let's check and see what is up. It is our encore day. I didn't tell you about the weekend was phenomenal. Joe and Mallory reenacted their wedding ceremony here on the West Coast. They got married in New York. They came out here and exchanged vows in California at one of the event centers, this beautiful, the Huron substation. They used to be the electrical, they used to be the, it housed the electrical equipment for Pacific Electric, the red cars in Los Angeles. And they were beautiful buildings of Spanish architecture, beautiful interiors. And inside was all this electrical equipment and charging equipment. So these red cars would come in, get charged and split. And once the red cars were gone, they had these beautiful buildings and they were converted into these event centers, places where people could rent and do things. And I, the first time I saw one of these and was actually inside one of them wasn't too long ago. It was about a year or 2 years ago at the Actors Gang in Culver City. They were inside one of these big substation buildings. And then Joe and Mallory's thing on Saturday night was fantastic. And they had great DJ. I say they had a great DJ. Nobody fucking danced. I don't get it, man. And there was a shit pot load of Gen Zs there. A shitload of Joe and Mallory's friends. Nobody fucking danced. And the DJ was same age as them. I don't know. At one point I said to Pam, I go, somebody ought to go up to that cat and say, you need to play some better music. He goes, I ain't going to do it. He says, I'm not doing it. He says, she hired him. I didn't. I go, okay. I got you. But it was fun, man. And on Friday night at Don and Pam's house, they had a big truck. I think you guys might have seen. They had the Habit Burger truck. On Saturday night, they had a donut wagon there, man. And the donuts they sold were just donut holes, little small donut holes with coffee, if you wanted coffee. And I did. But at a certain point in the night, I said, yeah, let's do it. God damn it, that's a big family, though. My buddy Don, who has been my best friend since we were 12, had this five kids in his family. Well, all of those kids grew up to have children. And all of those children are now grown up and ready to have kids of their own. Katie is pregnant with a boy. Who the hell else? Not yet. I mean, I think that's the first grandkid for Don. But Dave, his kids were there. Dan has two sons, Jack and Andrew. Jack is in the Navy. Don's kids, Joe and Katie. Katie's pregnant. He's got to get married to Mallory. Then there's Dave's kids, Courtney and Dave Jr. I don't think those guys have kids. And then Denise, rest her soul, she had Kelly. Kelly was there with her husband. He's an actor, good guy, Ben. Anyway, and then all the friends of all the friends of all the friends, you know. All right, man, let's check this out. The 11th, the 2023. Okay, man, I can do this. We can do this. Algiers, no shit. That was the movie? Frank Gray hosts after Phil lays an egg. Did we listen to this one? Did we do this one? I don't know. Phil lays an egg.
Hello, folks. It's Phil Henry. I have a bit of a cold. I have a bit of an allergy. I don't know what it is, man, but my throat ain't working right. So we have an encore today. I apologize for that, but I think...
November last year? I didn't have a... I guess I did. After Phil lays an egg. That's funny. Let's go, man. So what happened here, dude? Pardon me, folks. I ain't got nobody. Thursday, 2023. Oh, that's turkey time. We don't do that yet. Margaret is well, a little butthurt. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance, the 21st Century. We just had Kenny on. That's a riot, man. Margaret and Jason J with Christmas favorites. Bobby Dooley talking Spanx. Coach Dozier talks about his wife, Frank. Recounts a bad golf weekend. Phil's 101 interview with Dr. Elcott. Okay. All right. I like it so far. Stead Bell stiffs another Tatooine promotion. Hold on. All right. So Phil interviews man about hand counting ballots. Frank and Margaret Gray's son, Jason J, sings Christmas favorites. We already did Kenny Slag. Margaret is butthurt. Let's check this one out. I got you, Margaret. Okay. Your moment, baby. Now, I did something different on this past weekend because we were remote. All kinds of shit going down. What is this, man? I ain't got nobody. Now, look at this. Okay, so on Saturday, what we did was a 2005. Okay, so it should have been November 2002, which is what we're going to do right now, November 2002. Go to the archives, November 2002. Did you already download this motherfucker? Let me see, let me see, let me see. Oh, these are all flashbacks. Oh, groovy, okay. So we did a series of flashbacks the first hour of the show on Monday, November 11th, 2002. And that would have been Veterans Day, right? Okay, groovy, all right. So that'll be a good one, man. All right, let's do this before I fucking flip my lid. Anyway, it's great to be it's great to be back with you guys. By all means, if you come to California and you want to sponsor an event of some kind, check out these old Pacific Red Car substation electric. I don't know what the fuck they call them. They're called substations, but they look great. They really do look fantastic, and they really did up the architecture on these things back in the day. Okay, so we're gonna do that. It'll be right. What is she doing?